我的主何等朋友，我主耶稣。
Thank the Lord. What a friend that we have in Jesus.
何等救主，耶稣基督。
What a Savior we have in Jesus.
弟兄刚才带我们唱这首诗歌。
Brother just led us in singing this hymn.
这三节的诗歌，这三天好像里面都有一点点的经历。我过去的这三天
I experienced in this past three days all these three verses.
第一节这里说何等权力能将难处到主面前去祈求。
Here it says what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
礼拜四出差到Savannah, Georgia.
Thursday, I took a business trip to Savannah, Georgia.
然后礼拜五从 Savannah, 回 Newark.
And on Friday, I came back from Savannah.
那么本来订的机票呢是晚上的飞机回 Newark.
Originally, I booked a ticket so that I can fly back at night.
后来那边的工作完成以后呢，就想早点早几个小时回来。
Because I finished business earlier, so I wanted to come back earlier.
后来到了机场以后呢，到 Savannah 机场呢，那个到那个柜台面前。
So I went to Savannah Airport and went to the counter.
我说你这班飞机提前的飞机还有没有
？I asked them if they have earlier flight.
哎呀，他一看是已经超卖了。
And then the clerk looked at the system. He said, "Oh no, we already overbooked."
Yeah. 然后呢，那我说，你看可不可以 standby?
So I asked her to put me on a standby.
说可以啊，好，就把我放到 standby.
She said, "Of course." She put me on the standby list.
然后我就在 gate 那边等。
So I was waiting at the gate.
好，这个航班要开始checking 的时候呢，我就问他有没有我的票
？So when people started to check in, I asked again if there's any empty seat.
我一走到他那柜台前，他就把票给我拿出来了。
So as I walked to the counter, the clerk handed me a ticket.
那么这张票呢，是从 Savannah 飞到 Charlotte， 然后再从Charlotte 还转另外一个飞机到 Newark。
This airplane.Need to make a stop at a different place, and then from that place to Newark.
那我就问他，我说我飞到小了，如果没有飞机回 Newark 怎么办
？So I asked him if at the Charlotte airport, if I don't find any flight to Newark, what should I do?
他说对不起，我的权限只能够给你这个 Savannah 的机票。
She said. I can only give you a ticket from Savannah to Charlotte. That's all.
Charlotte 回 Newark, 你要找他们那个机场。
And the ticket from Charlotte to Newark, you have to ask them at the Charlotte airport.
那我里面就向主祷告。
So I pray to the Lord within me.
是在里面也觉得很平安。
But I felt peace in my heart.
就飞到 Charlotte。
So I flew to Charlotte.
然后还有五十分钟转机。
And this still was 50 minutes left.
如果有机会的话。
For me to make a transition to another airplane. So.
那么下机以后呢，就赶快从这个 terminal 赶到那个 terminal.
So I went from one terminal to another terminal.
那么到了那个柜台面前的时候呢，大概还有30分钟。
When I get to the ticket counter, there were 30 minutes left.
离柜台还有十米的时候，我紧迫祷告。
10 meters before the ticket counter, I prayed earnestly.
好，到了柜台前。
So when I approached the ticket counter,
轮到我了，我说，请问还有这班飞机还有位置吗
？So I asked the clerk, "Do you have a seat for me?"
你们知道礼拜五的下午从外面飞回 Newark 的飞机一般是什么样的情形？都是爆满。
We know that on Friday afternoon, basically all the flight to Newark were fully booked.
那个柜台的职员跟我拿我这个后面的那个航班的机票过去。
The clerk took my ticket away.
哦，他说你要提前吗？我帮你看一下。
So she said, "You want to take earlier flight? Let me take a look at for you."
那电脑里面就打打的。
So she punched something in the computer.
哦，还有一个位置。
Oh, he said, "Oh, we have the one more seat."
一点问题都没有，就把机票给我了。
So we didn't have any problem. So she gave me that ticket.
改这个航班呢，本来他都要 charge 钱。
You know that change the flight, you need to be charged.
他们就这样安排。很顺利的，神的安排，一切就这样成了。
But by God's grace, everything seems was very smooth.
我拿到这一张票，我心里感觉。
When I got this ticket in my hand, I felt in my heart.
每一样事，我们都可以带到主的面前去。
So we can bring everything to the Lord.
这是我们每一个基督徒可以有的经历。
This should be the experience of all Christians.
第二节。他说背我重担分我愁。
In the second stanza, second verse, it says, he bears all my burdens.
第三节，我们是否疲倦苦楚，使你重担压心头。
And verse 3 says, are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care?
这两天确实是疲倦，使你重担压心头。
For these 2 days, I was weak and heavy laden.
倒时差，身体疲倦。
Because there is a jet lag and I was weak in my body.
从中国回来以后。
After coming back from China.
那么主日要准备信息。
I need to prepare a message for the Sunday.
确实是重担。
So there was a load of care in me.
身体疲倦，里面有重担。
So my body was weak and my heart had this heavy load of care.
整个人觉得没有光。
So I was not able to see any light.
很软弱，觉得求主有一些话在我里面。
So I asked the Lord to give me some words from him.
礼拜六在家准备。
So I prepared the message at home on Saturday.
还是很疲倦。
But still felt very weak.
后来我就跪下来。
So I knelt down before the Lord.
真是求主是那个复活的能力。
So I asked the Lord to give me the resurrection power.
所以刚才我们唱这首诗歌，何等朋友我主耶稣。
So the song we just sang is the What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
真是我们每一个基督徒何等的权利。
It is our privilege.
何等这样的朋友在各样的事上他能够帮助我们与我们同在。
So what a friend that we have in Jesus that he can help us in all circumstances.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹打开圣经，我们来读两处的圣经，提摩太前书二章。
So let's turn to the Bible, dear brothers and sisters. First place is 1 Timothy chapter 2.
Timothy 前书第二章一到八节。
From 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 8.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求。
First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings,
为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正、平安无事的度日。
Be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead the tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
因为只有一位神在神和人中间，只有一位宗保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
For there is one God, and one mediator also between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这是必证明出来。
Who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time.
我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信学习真道。我说的是真话，并不是谎言。
For this I was appointed a preacher and apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth.
第八节
Verse 8.
我愿男人无愤怒无争论，举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension.
好，我们请再看，再读《路加福音》。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to Luke.
十一章
Chapter 11.
路加福音十一章
Chapter 11.
第一节
Verse 1.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告。
It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告。
So it says, while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray.
我们低头一些祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们真是求你教我们怎样祷告。
Lord, we ask you to teach us how to pray.
我们是靠着你何等的恩典怜悯能够聚在这里。
By your grace and mercy, we gather together here.
你给我们何等的权利能够来到你面前祷告。
What a privilege that you've given us so that we can come to you to pray.
我们就求你教导我们怎样祷告。
We ask you to teach us how to pray.
让我们真是经历这个祷告的你的那个生命的指示。
So that we can experience the ministry of prayer.
主，因为我们不会祷告，我们也不愿意祷告。
Lord, we do not know how to pray, and we often not willing to pray.
我们就求你把祷告的负担多加给我们。
So we pray that you will put the burden in us so that we can pray.
好让我们真是夜过夜夜过一个祷告的生活。
So that as we live on, that we grow more and more wanting to pray.
我们把下面这点一点点交通分享的时间仰望我们的主。
So we look up to you for the following few minutes of sharing.
完全仰望圣灵在我们中间的带领。
We look to completely the Holy Spirit to lead us in this sharing.
我们祷告感谢奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 我们上次交通到说到我们祷告的生活这个题目。
Last time we shared the life of prayer.
我想略略说一下为什么叫祷告的生活。
So I'd like to share a little bit about why we call it the life of prayer.
好像我们李弟兄写书的时候说正常基督徒的生活。
It's like our brother watching we need wrote a book called the Normal Christian Life.
好像我们提过说，为什么不说正常基督徒的生命？
Why it didn't say normal Christian living?
为什么不说正常基督徒的道路？
Why it didn't say normal Christian way?
为什么不说正常基督徒的工作？
Why it didn't say the normal Christian works?
等等等等
etc.
我想生活说到我们的每一天。
Because life speaks of everyday living.
说到我们的24小时。
It talks about 24 hours a day.
一面它说到一个时间的长度。
On one hand, it speaks of the duration of time.
说到你我的一生。
It talks about our whole life, span of our whole life.
另一面他也说到我们每天的那个油盐柴米的生活。
But also it speaks of the mundane things for our daily life.
每天你我学习的工作的生活。
Every day we learn something in our work.
每天你我在神面前的生活。
Every day the life we live before God.
每天你我在家庭里面的生活。
Every day the life we live at home.
每天你我在世人面前的生活。
Every day, the life they will live among men.
所以我想弟兄们用生活这个字。
So I'd like to use the word life.
圣经上也讲到我们主在地上的生活。
Bible also tells us about the life Lord Jesus lived on earth.
所以我想祷告的生活就也说在我们每一天的那个祷告。
So when we talk about the life of prayer,We speak of the daily prayer.
我们上次讲到祷告的几个方面。
The last time we shared the certain aspects of prayer.
我想我们少略略的回顾一下。
Let's look back a little bit.
我们说到神在他儿女身上那个荣耀的旨意。
We mentioned the glorious purpose that God has on all His children.
要我们不单读他的话，我们也要祷告。
So that we not only need to read His word, but also we need to pray.
但我们知道，今天神的儿女当中，祷告的生活很缺乏。
But we know that it's very lacking in prayer life in among the God's children.
仇敌今天在地上得势的一个方面，就是因着神的儿女缺少祷告。
The reason why our enemy takes the upper hand because we lack our prayer life.
这是今天在地上一场非常重大的征战。
So this is a very important spiritual battle that we have.
所以我们提到说我们为什么要祷告呢？
That's why we mentioned why we need to pray.
我们说祷告是我们基督徒的生活，是我们的生命，就像呼吸一样。
So we mentioned that the prayer to us is like a breath in our life.
呼吸停了，生命就停了。
If we stop breathing, then life stops functioning.
我们说祷告是供应、喂养、滋润我们里面那个神儿子的生命。
So through prayer, our life will be nurtured, nourished.
滋润我们里面那个属灵的生命。
So our spiritual life will be nurtured through prayer.
因着我们能够与神亲近、与神交通，让我们这个里面的人得到供应。
So as we come to the Lord to have fellowship,Our inner man will be nourished.
我们得到力量，得到饱足，得到喜乐。
So we'll be filled and we'll be filled with joy.
反过来，我们里面的生命就会枯干、凋谢。
On the contrary, without prayer, our life will wither.
我们说祷告跟读经、读神的话，好像这个鹰的两个翅膀。
We said that reading the word and prayer is like two wings of an eagle.
我们要如鹰展翅上腾，我们需要两个翅膀。
So as eagle, we mount up and soar. We need the two wings.
里面我们提到我们要有那个内室隐秘处的那个生活，跟主亲近祷告。
So we mentioned that we need to have this hidden life that we come closer to the Lord, have intimate prayer life.
因为我们生命的那个源头是植根在那个深处，植根在那个主的那个同在里面。
Because source of life actually is rooted in the Lord.
我们的根扎得有多深，我们上面就能够经历多少的风雨干旱烈日。
the deeper we take root in the Lord, then the better we can be shielded through these storms and dry seasons.
一面我们也要代求为他人，在教会里有团体的那个生命团体的祷告。
But also on the other hand, we need to have a corporate prayer life.
然后我们提到说怎样来到神的面前祷告呢？
And we also briefly mentioned that how can we come to the Lord to pray?
我们提到一首诗歌，无他只有耶稣宝血。
We mentioned that there's a song called Nothing But the Blood of Jesus.
我们每一次能够来到主的面前，来到施恩座前，是靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
Every time we come to the throne of grace, it is through the blood of Jesus.
这是 一点我们要紧紧抓住的。
This is the thing that we need to firmly grasp.
不是因着我今天特别的追求很顺服，我今天的光景特别好，所以我可以来到神的面前。
It's not because I'm very obedient and my spiritual life seems high, so that I can come to the Lord.
或者我今天很疲乏，我很软弱，我就不能来到神的面前。
Or on the other hand, if I feel very weak, then I cannot come to the Lord.
都不是，我们是因着主为我们他的宝血为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
None of this.We come to the Lord because the Lord Jesus, through His blood, has opened for us a new, a living way.
所以刚才那首诗歌也给我们提到，我们万事都可以带到主前来。
So the song we just sang tells us that we can bring everything to the Lord in prayer.
因为我们的主乐意我们来到他面前，与他亲近。
Because our Lord desires to come to Him in prayer.
然后我们说到为什么。我们要重视祷告呢。
And we also mentioned that why we should focus on prayer.
因为我们的主在地上是重视祷告的。
Because our Lord himself, when he lived on earth, he focused on prayer.
我们为什么要看重祷告呢？
Why we should focus on prayer.
因为我们的主是祷告的主。
Because our Lord is the Lord of prayer.
我们的主不单在地上的时候是过一个祷告的生活。
Not only he,Live a prayer life while he was on earth.
他今天在天上至高至大者的右边，在不断的为我们代求。
Even today, he's at the right hand of the Most High God. He prays continually.
我们的主的生命就是一个祷告的生命。
The Lord's life is the life of prayer.
你我的挑战。
The challenge for you and me.
难处就是我们怎样能够学我们主的样式。
Is to learn our Lord Jesus and learn to be like Him.
我们的主是神的儿子，圣洁无瑕疵。
Our Lord is Son of God, blameless.
然而他在地上还必须整夜的祷告。
Yet our Lord needed to pray whole night on earth.
不断的祷告。
And pray unceasingly.
为什么他要这样？
Why he need to do that?
因为他要不断的。以父的心意保持一致。
Because he need to be always in line with Father's will.
不断地保持他自己与恩膏的一致。
He needed to be always under the anointing.
我们的主在地上遇到多少的试探。
Our Lord encountered many temptations while he was on earth.
有来自仇敌的攻击。
Temptation from the devil, his enemy.
有来自最亲密的人的这个从撒旦来的那个男主。
And also temptation through most intimate friends.
但是我们主因着他不断的祷告，他与父的心意连在一起。
But because our Lord prayed unceasingly, so he was always connected to the Father's will.
所以没有任何的事可以难阻我们的主行他父的旨意。
So nothing can stop our Lord.From following the Father's will.
不管在任何的情况下，我们的主能够靠着因着他的祷告，他能够把完全的成就父的心意。
So under any circumstances, our Lord was able to fulfill God's will.
主既然这样，那我们应当怎样呢？
So this is our Lord, but what about us?
我们这些蒙恩的罪人。
We are sinners saved by grace.
我们的本性里面是常常是硬着景象的。
We are often stiff-necked in our nature.
我们的本性是不太愿意来祷告的。
By our nature, we do not like to pray.
我们的本性是常常愿意靠着自己来行事的。
Because by our nature, we like to do things ourselves.
所以我们盼望我们弟兄姊妹，我们一同在主的这个祷告的学校里一同来学习。
So we like to learn together in the school of Lord's Prayer.
我们不是交通一些祷告的一些知识。
We don't just communicate the knowledge about the prayer.
我们是盼望仰望主，在祷告的生活里面学习经历圣灵在我们身上的带领。
So we look to the Lord, for the Holy Spirit to lead us in the prayer.
经历我们的主在教会中的那个带领。
So that we experience Lord's leading in the church.
然后我们最后交通到上一次提到大卫和约柜的事情。
And last time I also mentioned the David and the covenant of Ark.
这个历史的事件在今天在教会历史上 一直重演。
And this history actually recurred in the churches.
结局我们知道大卫最后明白是因为没有按定力求问耶和华我们的神。
In the end, David came to know that the reason why they encountered the disaster because he didn't seek the Lord.
大卫应约柜的时候没有求问神，要用利未人的肩来扛抬。
When he decided to carry the ark, he didn't seek the Lord, the ark had to be carried by the shoulders of Levites.
所以整件事的中心错在我们没有求问耶和华。
So the moral of the story is that we fail to seek the Lord.
我们也说到我们在侍奉我们的主，在教会生活里面，在我们个人生活里面，我们有没有求问耶和华，求问我们的主。
So we ask ourselves, in our service to the Lord, have we sought after the Lord?
实在有许许多多的事，我们个人的、团体的、教会的，我们都要带到主的面前来求问。
So on a personal level, on the, as to the church, we need to seek the Lord often.
我们相信，如果我们有一个愿意受教的心、学习的心，主一定来教导我们。
So if we have a teachable spirit, then Lord is willing to teach us how to pray.
主乐意教导我们。
Lord is willing to teach us.
今天我们来看一下说、我们为何要祷告，我们要重视祷告。那么另一面我们要问说怎样祷告。
So today we'd like to look into the matter of how to pray.
如何祷告
？How to pray？
我想，每一个人可以回答。
I don't think anyone has the answer to that question. How to pray？
只有我们的主是唯一的老师。
Because the Lord Jesus is the only teacher we have.
你我在地上的年日，就是在不断的学习，跟这位唯一的老师来学习。
So all through our life.We need to learn continually from this teacher.
跟这位爱我们的老师
the teacher
乐意我们乐意我们来到他面前，时时来到他面前的老师
who desires to come to him often.
我们都承认我们不会祷告。
We all admit that we don't know how to pray.
我们不会代求。
We don't know how to intercede.
也不会祈求。
We don't know how to entreat.
我们祷告的生活实在很勉强。
Our prayer life often seem to be forced upon us.
所以我们盼望主让我们有里面心中那个呼求，就像当初的门徒向主说一样，求主教导我们怎样祷告。
So may the Lord create a cry in our heart, just like the disciples at that time. They asked the Lord, "Lord, teach us how to pray."
当初门徒们与主在一起生活侍奉。
At that time, disciples lived together with the Lord and served together with the Lord.
他们看见主在地上那个奇妙的大能的生活，荣耀的生活。
And they saw the powerful life that Jesus Lord lived.
他们也看见主那个隐秘处的祷告，不停的祷告的生活。
And they also saw the life that Jesus had hidden from the public, the prayer life that Jesus had.
他们知道这中间有一个是相关联的，是有联系的。
So they knew this connection between these two lives.
那个隐秘处的祷告的生活，跟他那个公开的服事的能力是紧紧相连的。
The hidden life of prayer and the power life of public ministry are connected.
但是门徒们也知道，他们不能够，也不会像主那样的祷告，没有那样的能力。
But in the same time, the disciples knew that they did not have the power as Lord Jesus had to pray and to work.
所以门徒说，求主教导我们怎样祷告。
That's why disciples asked the Lord, "Teach us how to pray."
我们生命的基督徒生命的成长当中，我们里面越来越有这个呼求，求主教导我们怎样祷告。
As we grow in the Lord, the cry in our heart grows stronger, to the Lord. Lord, teach us how to pray.
我们也盼望像能够像主那样学习，像主那样有那个代祷的那个至高的属天的圣洁的这样一个祷告的指示。
So we often pray to the Lord. May we be like the Lord, having this heavenly spiritual life of prayer.
我们记得主把他的生命给了我们。
We know that Lord gave us His life to us.
他属我们，我们属他。
We belong to Him, and He belongs to us.
所以我们确信，我们在信心中确信，主必把这个祷告的荣耀的职分赐给我们。
So we are certain.The Lord is willing to give us the ministry of prayer.
主一定乐意把他自己这个祷告的生命也一样赐给我们。
So we are certain that the Lord gives us this life, and this life is the life of prayer.
或者说那个祷告的那个功课，哈，教导我们怎样开启在我们里面，启示在我们里面。
So our Lord is willing to reveal in us to teach us this lesson.
我们常常说祷告。很简单，小孩子也能祷告。
We often said prayer is very simple, even a little kid know how to pray.
但是另一面，我们知道这是一个属天的、最高的、圣洁的一个学习、一个生活。
But on the other hand, it's the highest, it's the heavenly life.
这个祷告的职事是你我一生的学习。
So the ministry of prayer needs to be learned throughout our days.
像弟兄说到我们读主的话，没有主的学校没有毕业生的。
So as our brother shared last time, that in the school of the Lord, there's no graduate.
我想重点是说，我们要认识到没有一个人能够像说他能像主那样祷告。
Because we could say that no one could pray as the Lord prayed.
我们只有完全谦卑降服在神的面前来求他教导我们怎样祷告。
So we need to be humbled all the way to the ground to ask Him to teach us how to pray.
主教导我们祷告，让我们能够学习不单为我们个人，为他人，为教会，为我们周围的人祷告。
We ask the Lord not only teach us how to pray for ourselves, but also pray for others, for the church.
主要教导我们在祷告里面紧紧地抓住神的应许，能够有从祷告来的那个能力。
So he will pray, he'll teach us how to hold on to his promise and pray in power.
好让神的那个心意，神的工作能够借着这样的祷告，能够借着我们这些人蒙恩得救的人，在神的工作在地上能够彰显。
So God's work, God's will will be fulfilled through the prayer that you and I offer to the Lord.
我们必须的承认，唯有圣灵，主的灵能够教导我们怎样准确的祷告。
We need to acknowledge that only Holy Spirit can teach us how to pray.
怎样在合神心意的里面来祷告。
How to pray according to God's will.
人可以有许多的教导。
We can receive many teachings from men.
传统也有许多的影响。
And we learned many things from traditions as well.
我们个人面对一些工作的面前，摆在面前时候，我们也会有一些情感的冲动。
Sometimes we become very emotional in learning things.
这些或许都是我们的一些经历。
We went through all these experiences.
但是我们记得说，唯有主的圣灵能够教导我们怎样准确的能够合神心意的祷告。
But we have to acknowledge that only Holy Spirit can teach us to pray according to God's will accurately.
再说，这是你我一生的学习。
Again, I'd like to emphasize that this is a lifelong lesson we need to learn.
一生谦卑，每日谦卑在主面前的学习。
So we need to humble ourselves all the days of life to learn this.
求主教导我们怎样祷告。这个实在是我们今天的需要。
Lord, teach us how to pray. It is a much needed lesson we need to learn.
我们常常要问说，我们怎样为自己祷告呢？怎样为家庭祷告呢？怎样为教会祷告呢？怎样为周围的人祷告呢？
Sometimes we ask ourselves, how can I pray for myself? How can I pray for my family? How can I pray for the church? How can I pray for the others around us?
我这样的祷告，主接纳吗？主是能够接受我这样的祷告吗？
Will God accept the prayer I offered?
主称许我这样的祷告吗？
My prayer, is that pleasing to God?
我想有几点我们需要常常的记在心头。
We need to remember certain things in our mind.
第一，我们来到主的面前祷告，我们是在主的名下，在耶稣基督的名下来祷告。
First, that when we pray under the name of the Lord Jesus.
这个说到耶稣基督那个生命的性质里头的祷告。
It tells us that we need to pray according to the character of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的第一个要点。
So this is the first important thing we need to learn.
第二个，我们是完全的学习降服顺从在神那个荣耀的那个旨意的里面，在教会的。比如说今天他在教会的那个荣耀旨意里面，我们降服在里面。
Second is we have mindset of total obedience to Lord's will.
第三个，我们要在完全的学习在信心的里面依靠神来祷告。
And third aspect is we need to be totally humble ourselves to learn under the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的里面祷告，我们相信神的大能，我们里面有这个确信。
So in faith we believe Lord's power.
如果我们是半信半疑，神怎么会称许我们这样的祷告呢？
But if we half of time we believe and half of time we don't, then it's very hard for the Lord to work through us.
你会说我们这样说说信心是容易的。
Of course, people will say, you know, talking about faith is easy.
但实际的经历当中，我们常常觉得真是不够。
But in real life, we really lack of faith.
所以这就是我们为什么要求主教导我们怎样祷告。
That's why we need to ask the Lord, teach us how to pray.
主要我们单纯像小孩子一样来到他的面前。
Lord wants us to be simple as innocent as the little children to come to him to pray.
小孩子里面那个单纯，他没有私利。
We know that children have this innocent heart. They don't worry.
主今天在天上不停地为我们代求。
We know our Lord in heavens continuously pray for us.
他在父的面前也把我们带到他的面前，带到父面前。
So before the throne of God, Lord Jesus bring us to the throne of God.
我们说只有主知道怎样教导我们祷告。
So we say that only the Lord knows how to teach us pray.
无论是我们在很紧急的那个情况下，
No matter when we encounter the emergencies,
比方说我礼拜五回来的赶飞机，
For example, the incident that I had on last Friday trying to catch up with the plane.
还是我们在信心的凯歌声中，有时候我们非常的里面觉得很有信心，有时候。
Or sometimes on the height of the victory of faith.
或者是我们在读主的话的时候。
Or while we are reading God's word.
或者是我们向别的人做见证传福音的时候。
Or while we are witnessing to the non-believer about our Lord Jesus.
唯有主的圣灵能够教导我们怎样在这些事上祷告。
Only Holy Spirit can teach us how to pray in this all different circumstances.
主在我们的灵里面会指明我们这个人里头是否有罪，是否拦阻了这个祷告。
Because the Lord's Spirit will show us that if there's any sin that prevents us from prayer.
或者圣灵让显明我们今天我们的祷告蒙神的悦纳。
Or the Holy Spirit will reveal to us if prayer will be affected by the Lord or not.
我想弟兄姊妹或多或少我们都有这样的经历。
So I believe that more or less we all have such an experience.
特别有时候我们在团体祷告会中，我们觉得哎，今天的祷告里面感觉特别的流畅特别的感觉好像有主那个深深的同在。
Sometimes in church prayer that when we pray in a group, sometimes we feel that today's prayer was very powerful. We felt the presence of the Lord.
我们的主如何看重祷告呢？我们的主教导门徒祷告。
How our Lord emphasized on prayer, when he taught his disciple how to pray.
他没有教导门徒怎样讲道。
He never taught his disciples how to preach.
所以我们说，我们要以神亲近祷告，与神说话，这件事应该先以重于我们与人的交通说话。
So that we should put the prayer, having intimate relationship with the Lord, drawing near to the Lord, ahead of the conversation we're going to have with the people.
换句话说，学习怎样与神说话，重于怎样与人说话。
So that to learn how to speak with God is more important to learn how to speak to people.
我们对于一位还没有信主的人，我们是把主把他先带到神的面前呢，还是把神先带到他的面前？
So when we share the gospel with a friend, do we bring God to him first or bring him to God first?
我想这个次序在圣经里面教导我们。我们第一要把这个人带到神的面前，为他的名，为他祷告。
So, as Bible teaches us the order of events, we need to first bring that person to God first.
因为神是第一，神是起头，一切工作的起头，生命的起头，在乎神。
Because the Lord is the source of everything, He is the first. So we need to bring the people to the Lord first.
同样的原则，今天我们所有的侍奉，面对各样的人事物，我们第一件事是神第一，把这些事先带到神的面前。
So the all the services, regarding man, regarding the services themselves, we need to bring them to prayer first.
地上有千千万万的需要。
We know that we have many needs on earth.
人的心头有各种各样的工作要做。
There are many services among us.
但是第一，我们要把这些先带到神的面前。
But first, we need to bring all this to the Lord.
第二，才是后面的下一步的事情。
Then, these things will follow.
我们感谢主，他不单让我们有份于他的生命，有份于他的圣洁，有份于他的公义。
We thank the Lord that we can participate in His life, His holiness, His righteousness.
我们的主更愿意教导我们有份于他的那个祷告的代祷的那份知识。
And the Lord teaches us to be participant in the ministry of His prayer.
你我今天成为基督身体的一个肢体。
Today we are members of His body.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
We are the royal priesthood.
所以我们有份于这个大祭司的祷告的这个知识。
So we take part in the ministry of the prayer of this high priest.
这位永远尊荣的大祭司乐意我们这些地上的祭司以他有份于他的这个祷告。
The Lord Jesus is most high priest and he is willing to see all the priests that is us.To pray with him.
好让父那个荣耀的旨意父的工作能够成就在我们这些人的身上。
So that the glorious word of God can be fulfilled among us.
好接下来我们再看一点就是、什么是一个好的祷告或者是真诚的祷告。
So we'd like to see next is what is the sincere prayer?
我们说一个人很难开始一个很真诚的祷告真正的祷告、
It's very hard to, for people to start off with a sincere and good prayer
除非这个人被带到他的尽头
Unless、he is first brought to the end of his wit
当我们自觉有点能力有点才干的时候我们常常 不去祷告
Whenever we feel that we have some power in us, then we will not pray.
因为我们觉得这个并不重要，我们自己这件事我们可以做成。
Because we think it's not important to pray to God because we can handle it ourselves.
这个工作我们商量商量以后，我们可以完成。
You know, we can consult to each other and then we can get it done ourselves.
我们的里头有一个自觉，觉得我们可以照着自己的能力生活服侍。
Because in our nature conscious, we can live and serve by ourselves.
除非有一天主真是带我们到一个地步，让我们看见自己是一个贫穷的，邻里贫穷的。
Until one day, Lord, bring us to the point that we truly see ourselves as a poor beggars.
除非有一天真是我们像一个乞丐那样我们饿得不得了
And we can see our poverty and we feel the hunger in our heart
乞丐要饭只有一个理由
Because there's only one reason a beggar begs
因为里面饥饿了
Because he feel hungry inside
如果你我里面真是饥渴慕义
If we truly hunger after righteousness
神的允许是让我们得到饱足。
God's promise is that He will fill us.
如果我们里面觉得完全的、自己已经没有了，到了尽头，我们会匍匐在主的脚前。
When we are at the end of ourselves, then we will humble ourselves.
我们真是会来很真诚的真实的来仰望主从上头来那个供应
Then sincerely we look to the Lord to provide for us
好我们看一下、约书亚第七章、
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 7
我们试着从这一章的约书亚的祷告来看看我们从当中来学习一个好的祷告一个真诚的祷告、
Let's learnFrom Joshua's prayer in this chapter, what is sincere prayer? What is good prayer God accepts?
圣经中有许多好的祷告，真诚的祷告。
In the Bible, there are many occasions of sincere prayers.
这个其中一点，我们来今天来交通一点点。
So we're going to learn from one of it.
约书亚第七章，我们稍微读几处的圣经。
Joshua 7, we're going to read a few passages.
第一节，以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹太支派中谢拉的尊身撒迪的孙子加米的儿子亚干起了当灭的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。
But the sons of Israel acted unfaithfully in regard to the things under the ban. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zadai, and son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah, took some of the things under the ban. Therefore, the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel.
我们跳到第四节，于是民中约有三千人上那里去，竟在爱城人面前逃跑了。
So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, and they fled before the men of Ai.
爱城的人击杀了他们36人，从城门前追赶他们，直到四八零，在下坡杀败他们，众民的心就消化如水。
The men of Ai struck down about 36 of their men, and pursued them from the gate as far as the Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. So the hearts of the people melted and became as water.
再读一下第六节，约书亚便撕裂衣服，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，在耶和华的约柜前俯伏在地，直到晚上。
Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening. Both he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads.
或者我们把这个祷告读完好了。第七节，约书亚说：“哀哉，主耶和华，你为什么竟领这百姓过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人的手中，使我们灭亡呢？我们不如住在约旦河那边倒好。”
Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord God, why did you ever bring his people?Over the Jordan, only to deliver us into the hands of Amorites, to destroy us. If only we had been willing to dwell beyond the Jordan."
第八节，主啊，以色列人既在仇敌面前转背逃跑，我还有什么好可说的呢？
Verse 8, O Lord, how can I say, since Israel has turned their back before their enemies?
迦南人和这地上的一切的居民听见，就必围困我们，将我们的名从地上除灭。那时，你为你的大名要怎样行呢？
For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it, and they will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name?
好，我们略略回顾一下约书亚在这个爱城征战前的一点背景。
So let's just review the background, before the battle of Ai.
或者说，为什么第七节约书亚在第六节开始，约书亚有这么一个忧伤痛悔的祷告
？Let's find out the reason why Joshua, as we call it in verse 6, had this heartbroken prayer.
因为你可以问说，特别我们在座有许多当个兵的弟兄们。
Those who enlisted before in the army among us.
胜败乃兵家常事，对不对
？We know that during the battles, you win some and lose some.
那么三千人上去。阵亡了36人，应该不算一个很大的数字，对不对
？So you have a 3,000 men and you have a 36 casualties. That doesn't seem a big deal.
我们今天看见世界第一强大的军队去伊拉克，阵亡了4,500人。
We know that the most powerful army today went to Iraq and they suffered the 4,500 casualties.
耗费了7,000亿美金吧。
They already spent $700 billion.
所以美国普遍的议论是说， 这场战争是以失败终结。
So, public opinions about this war is it is failure.
那么这里我们看说，这一场仗三千人上去，三十六人阵亡，才刚刚开始。
So we know that this battle, they suffered 36 casualties. It's just the beginning of these battles.
约书亚可以把长老们召集起来，如果是你我的话。
Joshua, like most of us, can just call for meeting among the elders.
因为爱城总共只有一万两千人。
Because the population in the city of Ai is just 12,000 men.
我可以重新部署兵力，召集十万大军，把他们攻克。
We can retrench and gather like 100,000 men and take over this city.
那么约书亚为什么这么伤心？
But why Joshua was so sad in this instance?
因为我们从圣经里看到约书亚记第一章的时候，神怎么说？
Because we can see from the history that in Joshua chapter 1, what God has said to Joshua.
第一章第二节那里说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地方去。第三节，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
So we look at verse 2 and 3. Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to you, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses.
这是一个何等宝贵的应许。
What a precious promise is this?
然后征战的前夕，耶利哥城征战的前夕，我们再看一点哈。
And before the battle of Jericho, if we can take a look at just briefly.
十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
第五章十四节。约书亚见耶和华军队的元帅。十四节，他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就俯伏在地下拜，说：“我主有什么吩咐仆人？”
This instance is that when Joshua met the angel of the Lord, and verse 14, he said.No, rather I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, bowed down and said to him, What has my Lord to say to his servant?
所以约书亚里面有神的应许，有耶和华军队做他们的真正的元帅。
And indeed, on one hand, Joshua had the promise of God. And on the other hand, he had the captain of the Lord fight for the Lord, fight for him.On his side.
换句话说，在约书亚的心里面，他的军队出征应该是战无不胜，攻无不克。
So when Joshua led his army to battle, he knew that he would conquer, he would be a victory in all the battles.
因为征战的是耶和华。
Because it is the Lord who fought for Israel.
那么遇到这个爱城的失败以后，
So when they encountered the failure at the city of Ai,
所以约书亚里面就无法理解。
So Joshua was perplexed.
我们怎么会失败？
How could we fail?
但是我们从约书亚的身上看见一个非常宝贵的一个功课，一个经历。
But through Joshua,We saw a very important experience that he had.
在失败的面前，第六节，耶和华便约书亚便撕裂衣服，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，在耶和华的约柜前俯伏在地上，直到晚上。
So after the failure, Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening.
约书亚回到神的面前。
So Joshua turned to the Lord.
他不是像你我要重新部署兵力。
It's not like us, who would just, you know, gather again and retrench.
重新研究下一步的工作应该怎么做。
We would study how to fight the battle next round.
不，约书亚回到神的面前。
No, Joshua turned to the Lord.
回到基扎的约柜神的面前。
He turned to Gilgal, where the Ark of the Lord was.
我想六月份谢弟兄在信息里面非常清楚的知道重要的一点，约书亚自从爱城以后，每一次的征战。出征都回到基甲。
Our brother shared with us in June in message that after Ai, Battle of Ai, every time Israel fought the battle, they always returned to Gilgal before the Ark of the Lord.
弟兄已经带我们读过每一次的这个征战以后回到基甲，回到基甲。
So our brother led us to read these passages that After every battle, Israel returned to Gilgal.
回到基甲，神的约柜的面前。
They returned to the Gilgal before the Ark of the Lord.
仰望我们的主，因为我们到了尽头。
Looking to the Lord because they knew that they are at their end.
因为我们不知道我们失败，为什么失败？
Because we did not know how we failed.
忧伤痛悔的您来到神的面前
，with a contrite and broken spirit，
谦卑仰望主的心，撕裂了衣服，把外面的装饰撕裂，赤裸敞开来到神的面前
，humbly approach Lord with a torn clothes，
把灰撒在头上啊。我们说约伯是在尘土炉灰中懊悔
，they put dust on their heads like Job said they repented。In the dust and ashes.
约书亚这个跟随神的仆人，他里面知道是他们有什么事情错了。
Because Joshua was a person who followed the Lord, so he knew something was wrong on their side.
但是他非常真诚地来到主的面前，因为他不知道为什么有这样的惨败。
So he sincerely came before the Lord, acknowledging that.He did not know why they failed.
所以约书亚是和长老们一同来到神的面前。
So Joshua and the elders of Israel came before Lord together.
这是非常美丽的图画，一个团体的祷告。
This is a very beautiful picture. It is prayer of a group.
两三个人在主面前的祷告的原则。
They are standing on the prayer principle that the twins.Two or three gathered together under the Lord's name.
俯伏在耶和华的约柜前。
So they bowed before the ark of the Lord.
这是我们祷告的地方。
This is the place we should pray.
这是我们祷告得着能力的地方。
This is the where we pray and gain strength.
我们的服事起头工作的第一步是先回到神的面前。
So.Every work, every service we do, the first step should be returning to the Lord and pray.
我们的第一步是在主的面前仰望他，带领我们怎样往前走。
So first step should be looking to the Lord and ask Him for guidance.
接下来约书亚说，约书亚就祷告。
So and then he continued to pray.
他说：“哀哉，主耶和华，你为什么禁领百姓过约旦河？”等等。
He said, "Alas, O Lord God, why did you ever bring His people over the Jordan?"
约书亚的祷告非常直接，卑微直接的求问。
His prayer was very humble, but also very straightforward.
就像摩西在民数记十四章里面那个祷告。
It's like Moses' prayer in.In where?
Moses, 民数记十四
章。In Numbers chapter 14.
重要的是说他在祷告里面提到了一点。
So in his prayer, he mentioned this one point.
我们要跳着看一下了。
So let's turn to that. take a look.
到后面呢，约书亚祷告说第九节。
In verse 9 of Joshua chapter 7,
他说迦南人和这地一切的居民听见就必围困我们，然后将我们的民从地上除灭。
He said that for the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it, and they will surround us, cut off our name from the earth.
紧接着，那时你为你的大名要怎样行呢？
So immediately followed is this, that what will you do for your great name?
这里有三个人，一个是迦南人，一个是我们的名，一个是耶和华的大名。
So here is three names mentioned in this verse. It's the name of Canaanites and our name and the Lord's name.
约书亚的祷告里面提到了摸着神的心，我们的名，我们的名是什么？我们的名是耶和华的军队，耶和华所拯救的百姓。
So in Joshua's prayer, he touched God's heart because he mentioned our name. What is our name? Our name is under Lord's name. We are Lord's army.
我们是在主的名下的百姓。
We are the people under Lord's name.
这是我们今天的名。
So this is the name we carry today.
我们说我们是基督徒。
We say we are Christians.
我们是基督名下的人。
So we are the people under Christ's name.
接下来他说，你为着你的大名当怎样行？
And then he immediately followed that.What will you do for your great name?
这是摩西的祷告里面也提到的。
It's like a Moses prayer. He mentioned this Lord's name as well.
摩西民数记十四章十三节里他说那些听见你名声的列邦必议论说。
So in Numbers 14 verse 13 says, But Moses said to the Lord, Then the Egyptians will hear of it, for by your strength you brought upThese people from their midst.
这两位神的仆人，他心中惦记的、挂念的、思念的是父的名。
So both the great servants of the Lord here let us see that what they are concerned most with is the Lord's name.
是父的事，以父的事为念。
So they mind the business of the Father.
我们诗篇二十三篇那里说。他是主是为自己的名引导我们走义路。
Because also in Psalm 23, it says, For his name's sake, he leads us in righteousness.
神的名是他的仆人里面至重至高的一件事。
So God's name is the most critical thing to God.
所以神听了祷告。
That's why God listened to his prayer.
神里面悦纳这个从心中来的那个真诚的一个祷告。
So God accepted this prayer, which is from His innermost being.
所以接下来神吩咐约书亚起来，为何这样俯伏在地呢
？So Lord said to Joshua, "Rise up. Why is it that you have fallen on your face?"
我们有没有常常俯伏在神的面前？
Have we fallen before the Lord often?
我们有没有听见主向我们说起来孩子
Have you heard the Lord said to you, Rise up, my child?
你我的祷告有没有蒙着神的悦纳
Are our prayers accepted by the Lord?
你注意哈，约书亚神吩咐他起来，但是约书亚仍然俯伏在地听神怎样教导他
？So even though God asked him to rise up, but Joshua continued to remain on face down.
因为你看十三节，神再说十三节。
So in verse 13, Lord asked him again, "Rise up."
Yeah, 神说你起来叫百姓自洁。
So Lord asked him, says, "Rise up, consecrate the people."
这个。这一章里面，这个祷告里面，我们有许许多多的可以慢慢去学习交通的。
So in these passages about prayer, we can learn a lot of things about prayer.
约书亚的整个人、整个心，我们看见是完全的降服在主的里面，听主 的教导，听耶和华对他的吩咐。
So Joshua was totally surrendered to the Lord. From this passage, we can see, and he totally obedient to what Lord has to say.
这样的人，神听他的祷告。
Prayer like such will be accepted by the Lord.
神接纳他的祷告。
So God will accept such prayer.
十六节。
In verse 16.
于是约书亚清早起来。
So Joshua arose early in the morning.
我们中文圣经这个于是也翻得非常好。
In Chinese translation, it has a word so. It's very good translated. Very well translated.
前面有这样的经历，有在神面前的祷告，有得着神的那个应许啊，神的那个吩咐啊，知道神的心意，该怎样往前走。
So we saw, preceding this the passage, we see prayer, we see how God speak to him and ask him to do something, and now, in chapter verse 16.
于是约书亚清早起来，起来做什么？
He said, so Joshua arose early in the morning, so what was he going to do?
当我们没看见圣经记载，但是我们可以知道说清早起来约书亚一定在神面前再有个祷告。
So even though the Bible did not record, but we believe that the first thing in the morning after he rose, he would pray.
我们不是凭空去猜想，一个忠心真诚服侍神的人，他在神面前清早他有一个生活。
Because we're not just guessing, because we know that all those faithful servant before the Lord. Every day they need to have this prayer life before the Lord.
何况这么重大的一件啊使命，一个征战在他们前头。
Let alone in the midst of this serious matter before them.
所以约书亚清早起来。
So Joshua arose early in the morning.
耶利米哀歌三章，我们弟兄姊妹都很熟悉那段经文。
We know that in Jeremiah's Lamentation chapter 3, many of us are very familiar with this verse.
我们稍微看一下这段好了，十九节。
Let's turn to that and take a brief look at it.
十九节，耶和华，求你纪念我如阴沉和苦胆的困苦窘迫。
It's Lamentation chapter 3 verse 19. Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness.
我心想念这些，就在里面忧闷。
Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me.
我想起这事，心里就有指望。我们不自消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不自断绝。
This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail.
二十三节，每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
Verse 23, they are new every morning, great is your faithfulness.
天知从祷告的里面清晨的仰望里面，他知道神的慈爱，经历神的慈爱怜悯，每早晨都是新的。
So this prophet rose up early and he experienced the Lord's loving kindness and his compassion. And he said that every morning the compassion and loving kindness of the Lord are new.
我们有首诗歌里面说，主的爱越久越甘甜越深。
We know that we have a song, it says, the love of the Lord is sweeter every day.
但是我们知道我们的神永不改变，在他没有转动的影儿。
We know that our Lord never changes. There's no shifting of shadow in him.
耶稣基督昨日今日到永一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever.
但是因着神，因着人的仰望，因着人的祷告，因着人来到亲近神，所以他先知经历了主的怜悯慈爱，每早晨都是新的。
Because we come to the Lord to pray, to wait on Him, that's why we can experience that His mercy and His compassion.
这些经历，我想你我或多或少都有一些这样的经历。
So more or less, I believe they all experience Lord's compassion and mercy in such a way.
所以我们常常弟兄姊妹在祷告中说：“主啊，你的慈爱怜悯每早晨都是新的。”我们弟兄里面、弟兄姊妹里面都阿门。
So a lot of the brothers and sisters pray in the prayer that your mercies and your compassions are new every morning, and other brothers and sisters will say Amen to that.
这是你我在生命中的那个活的一个经历。
Because this is a living experience that we have before the Lord.
我们盼望真是主，让我们在他里面有一个真诚的悔改的一个祷告。
So we hope that we have this sincere and repentant prayer before the Lord.
求主让我们不单在内室隐秘处有那个祷告的生活，
Not only that we have this hidden prayer life before the Lord，
也在他的身体中、团体中有那个祷告的生活。
Also in the church we have a group prayer life。
我们低头一些祷告。
Let's pray。
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace。
因为实在是每早晨你的怜悯慈爱都是新的。
Because every morning your compassions, your loving kindness are new.
你让我们这些能够里面渴慕跟随你的人，里面能够常常被你带到你的脚前。
So that we desire to follow you.
早晨就被带到你的面前来仰望你。
So every morning we are brought to you and to look to you.
来亲近你，来与你交通。
To be near you, to have fellowship with you.
好让你那荣耀的旨意，你的心意能够在我们里面，能够让我们更多一点的认识。
So that we may know more and deeper the glorious will that you have for us.
好让我们在这末了的时代，真是不做糊涂人。
So in this last days that we will not become we will not become foolish.
能够清楚明白你的心意，来跟随走在你的正路上。
Instead, we may know your will and be able to walk in your path.
感谢主，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Thank the Lord in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.